Emojis are everywhere in digital media, from text messages with your friends to social media posts. There was even the emoji movie. But why have emojis become so common? How do emojis shape the way we communicate? Emojis were first created in 1999 in Japan. Shigetaka Kurita wanted to express concepts on the internet without becoming too wordy. He created a set of 176 emojis to express what he called i-mode, such as a car emoji to show the traffic. From there, the use and scope of emojis has increased exponentially.
Why is this? It turns out that what emoji is doing is fulfilling a function apparent in the spoken channel that's not there already in the digital channel. So if you think about it, when we speak, what we do, what I'm doing now is gesturing and I'm using intonation. And we use intonation actually to convey meaning that's not carried by the words themselves.
Indeed, on digital media, gestures, facial expressions, and tone are often limited. Emojis provide a mean to express our thoughts more accurately. We often use these emojis in informal interactions, but some people wonder if emojis have a place in more formal contexts when people interact digitally.
Beyond big data analyses, organizational and social psychologists have found that an individual's social group can also influence how emojis are used. They've broken down emoji use into two categories: socio-emotional and task-oriented. In other words, the pattern in which an individual uses emojis in social media posts, emails, or in some cases professionally, may be drastically different from the way they use emojis with a friend or a loved one.
Emojis are conveyed differently based on the context. It is possible to further your topic and argument by using them, yet some people argue that emojis cannot express people's real intentions, facial expressions, and tone. However, there has been evidence against this common notion.
So there's a study that was published in the Journal of Social Neuroscience, and Dr. Owen Church found that when we look at a smiley face on a screen, the same parts of our brain are activated as when we look at a real human face.
We used to only make meaning to words on the digital media. There is evidence that our brains respond the same to facial expressions and emojis. We need to see if our brains respond the same to all emojis compared to the real-life counterpart. We still have a limited amount of emojis at our disposal. Emojis currently do not represent all parts of the language yet.
Because it's not enough that we can communicate emotions like happy and sad and mad, right? We need to be able to communicate those emotions with the same social and cultural references that we have available to us in our day-to-day communications.
Having diversity and inclusion in emojis is important. It helps for everyone to better express their thoughts and ideas. There has been more of an attempt to include emojis of various races, ethnicities, expressions, and items. We are moving away from the standard one-dimensional smiley face emoji toward more creative and complex emojis.
That's why my co-founders and I created Eboticons, because we wanted to restore that social intimacy.
Having emojis that provide lively expressions are changing the complexity of emojis. These emojis create greater meaning and steer away from the flat one dimension of an emoji. For instance, Apple has developed Animojis, where the person's facial features are placed onto an emoji. It ranges from animals to even a customized person who looks like you. Despite the increased usage of emojis in digital conversations, there is still a need for the written language. Emojis enhance the written language to mimic real-life interactions. In the future, we will rely more on integrating both mediums to converse on the digital platform.